Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Hell yeah, it's Mark Grody time. He's got your Bears hit for us here on Spiegel and Holmes, and he joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Groats, what do we need to know?
What's going on, gentlemen? Good to talk to you guys, as always. And just thinking about the first time, the last time, the Bears took on the Minnesota Vikings. It was at Soldier Field. Bears fans remember a 27-24 loss to Minnesota, a game in which I can say the Bears dominated the Vikings for three quarters. They were up 17-6 at one point in time. Nashon Wright had a pick six in that game. J.J. McCarthy did not look good until he looked really good when he had in the fourth quarter. He had three fourth quarter touchdowns, including one on the ground. And all of a sudden, McCarthy looked like a weapon. 13 of 20, 143 yards, three TDs, and a pick in the game. Again, the Nashon Wright pick six. So now here we are in heading into the 10th game of the season, by the way, for your Chicago Bears. And second time around now, wonder what the Bears defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen, thinks about J.J. McCarthy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Look, I mean, you know, he's a good quarterback. He was a top 10 pick. I think his ability, you know, to use his feet to create in the passing game, I think is a challenge for us. And I just think, you know, they got so many skilled players that make it so difficult to defend. You know, you want to load the box and try to take the run game away, and got skill position players on the outside that make it a challenge. And then, you know, you want to play them in a light box and, you know, try to devote more resources in the passing game, and now the run game comes alive. So I think they're and look, you know, I've gone against Kevin O'Connell and his offensive schemes, you know, several times, and it's always been a big challenge to defend. So I don't expect it to be any different this week.
So, look, there's a lot there about the specifics and, frankly, the basics of how they're going to go about this. In terms of the running game, the Vikings have not been good at it at all. They're like 22nd in the NFL. So he says light box and then the run game comes alive. I don't much worry about the run game coming alive.
I do in this aspect that their quarterback is part of their running game. And we saw in the first game that they played that made a difference. Like, him and his legs ended up making a difference. So that part I get. And I always wonder, and we talk about this in weeks past, what's the choice? And it's usually a combination of both. Are you playing drop coverage, or are you coming after the young quarterback? And it's usually a combination of both. But this week, especially, C.J. Gardner-Johnson has been really great at blitzing off the edge. So do you deploy some of that stuff? Because it's already on tape. Do you then go, we're going to show it, and then we're not going to do it, and then try and confuse J.J. McCarthy? There's a lot here with them playing better and Montez having a good run right now,
maybe
of sacking the quarterback.
Maybe rely on that front four to do their thing. It's going to be interesting. How aggressive you think Dennis Allen might be, Groats? I guess we'll see. Huh?
Well, you know what? One of the things that speaks that I asked to Dennis Allen today, that I'm not playing this audio right now, but I will paraphrase that. You know, I said, how much of what you want to do can you do right now? How much does it hurt you that, I mean, he's got what four starters out right now? Like, how much can you do differently? How creative can you get when you go up against an offense like that with so many weapons? And naturally, he said, like, that's not an excuse, and you have to go with what you have, and you have to be – and you heard it. Like I thought part of the interesting part about what he said about J.J. McCarthy was that he quickly pivoted from J.J. McCarthy to the rest of the offense, and that's because McCarthy, relatively speaking, has struggled lately with a 53.7% completion percentage right now. But he went through the litany of all those weapons. Justin Jefferson, we talked about these guys yesterday. Jordan Addison, T.J. Hockenson will kill you if you're not looking as well. So all of that comes into mind. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to go a little bit out of order from what I had sent you guys. I want to talk about Tyreek Stevenson here right now, because we discussed yesterday, gentlemen, Jordan Addison. And obviously, Tyreek's going to spend a lot of time with Justin Jefferson. But as we discussed yesterday, Addison killed the Bears last year. I think, as Lawrence dug up for us yesterday in real time, over 200 yards of offense against the Bears last year. He did not play in the first game at Soldier Field this year against the Bears. So let's listen to Tyreek Stevenson talk about Jordan Addison, and then low-key some pretty good breakdown or discussion on Kevin O'Connell and what he does and how one could counter that.
Good receiver. You know, if you don't keep him, stay on top of him, he'll definitely expose the defense down the field. So good receiver, all in all, covering him a couple times in college and so definitely good receiver.
You guys have faced Kevin O'Connell's offense a couple times. What makes it so challenging aside from the talent on the field?
Just the play calling. I would say I've been in this division, 3 years now, and just going against him and when Ben was over there, just making sure the same play looks the same, but it's a whole different play. So just going out there and letting your keys take you to your work. You know, he could show you the same play in the first quarter and bring it back to you in a second or third, but it's a whole different play. So just the fact that they play call using the same plays in the same formations.
I wish I felt better about Tyreek. I wish I felt like I did during that 2 or 3 week stint when it seemed like he was
in his bag.
In his bag and maturing. And then there was the injury. And now since he's come back, he's gotten burned badly a couple of times.
Progress isn't always linear.
That is true. That is very true.
What I do like, though, is hearing a defensive player explain what it's like to be on the other end of different things look the same and same things look different.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of cool to see it from his perspective. Like, yeah, guys like him and guys like our coach, they make it difficult on you because of the detail that they put into what they're doing on offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. We had a moment with Kurt Warner earlier this week, Groats, where he said that when Mike Martz got to St. Louis, they ran the same running play 8 different ways. No, there was Matt Forte. It was Matt Forte about when Martz got here. They ran the same running play with 8 different pre-snap looks and movements. So, like, that's the kind of tree that Ben's on, and we know how good Kevin is.
Yeah, no, it's pretty impressive, and yeah, Ben Johnson likes to do that as well. That's a really good trick to have in your bag for sure, and a lot of offensive coordinators try to get that part down and are not always successful, but it will be very interesting. You're right. You guys are right. Like, the last couple games, Tyreek has not been great out there, so this certainly will be a big challenge for him in this game. Jordan Addison, 6 games so far this year, 26 grabs, 392 yards, and a couple of touchdowns as well. And I was having a really good off-mic conversation, but on the record yesterday with Elijah Hicks, one of the Bears' safeties. And, you know, I was talking about how, you know, Justin Jefferson, I suggested to him, he's going to get his, right? And he said, well, not necessarily, depending on how you cover him, if you're going to double team him. And that he said specifically that leaves opportunities for other members of the secondary to do one-on-one work against guys like Jordan Addison, like TJ Hockenson, like Adam Thielen, who, yes, is still on this Vikings team. So there's a lot to it, and it would be a lot easier for us to just sit here and say it's all Justin Jefferson. Unfortunately for Vikings opponents and for the Bears coming up this week, it's not just Justin Jefferson.
I heard Stacey Dales on with the morning show, and it was really compelling stuff. And they were talking to her about whether or not the Bears are a playoff team. And she said, maybe. She said, these next 4 games. And then she gave reasons for each one. So to see that's something that you talked about in the locker room today is fascinating.
Yeah, we had a good discussion with Bears wide receiver Roma Dunze about that. And the first thing that I asked him, and I'll paraphrase this. I've got the audio, but I could just easily paraphrase it. It's about the question of, is this, like, what do you think about the narrative of a lot of us at times going through the competition and saying, who have the Bears really beaten? Rome gave the good answer of, it doesn't really matter. This is the NFL. All teams are good. You take the wins where you can get them. But then I brought it up to him. Is it possible that these next 4 games at Minnesota, home against Pittsburgh, at Philadelphia, at Green Bay, is it possible that those will tell the truth and that this is an actual gauntlet in the season? And here's how Roma Dunze responded to all of that.
Oh, I mean, you could look at it like that, honestly, for sure. I mean, you got great teams that we're playing the next 4 weeks, and they got a, you know, record of size, regardless of what it is, the talent, what they put together the past few seasons. I feel like from all those teams, it's been pretty good football. So you got to go out there and give it your best for sure. And those 4 weeks are definitely going to tell at the end of this where we're at, and you know, going to, you know, have implications for our playoff run and all that. So when it comes to difficulty, I think it's just honestly focusing on that team, that game, regardless of, you know, how good or how bad people may perceive them. At the end of the day, they're an NFL football team, and you got to give it your all.
Yeah, man, these next 4, I mean, the whole rest of the way,
but
actually.
Just a reminder.
Okay.
At Minnesota, then against, I own you, Aaron Rodgers and Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. They have not been very good. Then at the Eagles, then at Green Bay. That's the next 4 games for the Bears.
Man, how about 2-2? Wouldn't that be fun?
The goal, yeah. The goal is to get to 10 wins, right?
Yeah, if you get two here, then you only got to find two after that. See how I worked that out?
And in the name of all of this, too, like even if they lose, say they lose 3 out of 4, okay, which obviously would not be good for the Bears.
Shut your mouth.
But if they look like representative playing in these games, if they look good in playing these games, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's all about the playoffs, but for me, in a lot of ways, it's still about development and how good can you be legitimately.
Yeah.
And what will it look like next year when this thing is, in theory, humming a little more? So I don't want the Bears to lose 3 out of 4. Nobody does. But if they lose good, lose well at Philadelphia or Green Bay, then, I mean, we're going to be mad and we're going to pick it apart, but I don't know if I'd have such a big problem with it if they actually look good in losing.
It's a bonus year. That is true.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
That's it.
It really is. Absolutely. All right. How did the young Declan sound to you as he addressed the offense or addressed you guys about the offense?
I was inspired, Speaks, yesterday as we were talking about Luther Burden, and Lawrence suggested, you know, it's possible that Alamide Zaccheaus and Declan, and Luther Burden maybe switch the amount of snaps, and being very careful to say that that's not like he gets like the full boat of targets out there. But in the name of that, just ask Declan Doyle about Luther Burden and where he is right now in his development and what he is doing well and what needs to be worked on.
I've seen a guy that comes to work every day. He's done a really good job of, he does a lot of work behind the scenes with L, just with the offense, you know, trying to ingrain, really the techniques and the fundamentals that we're going to ask him to go out and execute. I've seen a guy that has taken advantage of the times where the ball may find him, and he's gotten better without the ball in his hands as well. And so that's really the area that, you know, you like to highlight, and that's the biggest area of growth.
All right. So look, I think that flip is entirely possible.
39-33
is what it was last week.
In favor of Zaccheaus.
Yes.
So I feel like that you can do that fairly easily without either guy feeling like Luther's like, oh, I'm being put upon with all these extra plays, and Alamide feeling like, oh, they're moving me to the bench. Mm-hmm. That's what you should expect from your second round pick to then push his way kind of slowly onto the field.
I also thought, like, really one of the big parts of that was right at the end where Declan Doyle is talking about how he's better now without the ball in his hands. If you're not blocking on this team, if you're not doing it well, then you're not going to get the ball as much. And I'm not saying that he has been sort of punished in some way, shape, or form, but they have been developing him in the blocking. He noticeably has gotten better at it. And there has been a correlation with him getting more footballs his way. But I also just think it's natural progression of a player who, again, did not have the offseason program, was limited during training camp. So to some degree, he's playing catch up. And I'll say it again, I can't wait to see where he is come the end of the season, because barring injury, it feels like with Luther Burden, we see all the skills there. It feels like the sky is the limit and the development has been spot on so far.
It feels like impressive restraint to not have used him more. Because when you see this dude after the catch, either with the speed in the open field and the moves, or the courage and comfort to use his power and just lean into dudes, I'd be so tempted to just get him out there more and more and more. But that's not the way. It's not the way that Ben works it, nor Antoine Randall. All right, what you got? What else you got there, Mark Grody?
Yeah, one more cut for you guys, and that is we all got to talk to Kevin Byard today. He was not available yesterday because, just dropped my little notebook here, that he was resting yesterday, so he was back and available to us. And I was like, I wonder what he thinks about Harrison Smith.
Like an OG talking about an OG.
An OG talking about an OG, and I thought it was excellent, Lawrence. Take a listen, guys.
You're pretty well decorated as a safety in this league, but what do you think about your counterpart, Harrison Smith, who's obviously been a stalwart for a lot of years with that team and in this league?
I mean, it's a guy I've been looking up to for a long time. I remember even in my early days in Tennessee, I would watch a lot of his film because, you know, his disguises, he always do something that was really cool, that he would start on the line of scrimmage and on the snap run to the post. And I've asked him that a couple of times, like, hey, what are you doing on these type of disguises and things like that? But obviously he's been playing this game for a long time at a high level. I mean, from all type of ball production, interceptions, sacks, and all those type of things, a lot of respect for his game. And I personally, obviously, I think he's a future Hall of Famer.
So you kind of appreciate the gamesmanship because it felt like Caleb appreciated some of the gamesmanship with him last year, some of the talk that was going on.
Yeah, for sure, because like I said, he's a baller. Like I said, he's a guy who's obviously been healthy too, you know what I mean? So kind of just picking his brain about stuff that he does, you know, off the field and things like that. Like I said, I mean, when you play this game for a long time, you look at a lot of different guys across the league, Harrison Smith, but like I said, just a lot of respect for him. And to be able to play him twice a week now, talk to him after the game, stuff like that. Like I said, he's a future Hall of Famer in my eyes.
That's pretty cool, man.
I love that.
That's a good thought and a good angle. And Byard is, imagine how old you got to be for Kevin Byard to look up to you.
Right. Because Harrison Smith is what, year 14? I believe
So he's probably, I should have this looked up already, but he's probably 35. And I think Byard's only 32.
Harrison Smith is 36.
36 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be 37 during Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
Every once in a while it hits you like, we talk about dudes from age 22 to like 36, and then we're kind of done with them. It's such a weird thing.
And then they have to go on and like live a life.
Yeah, the rest of their freaking lives. And we've talked about them and discarded most of them and been like, well, remember that dude's development? Yeah, it just hit a wall, didn't it? Too bad. And
yeah.
Then his life ended.
And then all of us would love to then go back to the place where we think those guys are done. Like, if you gave me an opportunity to go back to 36, I'd run to it.
Sign us up,
with that kind of money in your pocket? With that kind of money in your pocket?
Yeah,
too?
Yeah. Oh, got an opportunity to chart an entire new course. As will you when you're done with this report. Mark, any nuggets, tidbits? What you got?
Yeah, I just realized, let me give you the injury stuff here, guys, and I'll get out of here. Jaquan Brisker still did not practice. It's the shoulder we talked about yesterday. TJ Edwards did not practice again today. Joe Tooney was out resting. Rome and DJ both practiced, both limited. Kmet, Swift, those guys returned to practice today as well. And just one thing on Tyreek Stevenson, as we were talking to him about his shoulder, he referred to it as a stinger. He said it's the same shoulder that he did tear in college. And he says when it hurts or acts up, he's always just very cautious about it. So it's something, again, this goes back to his college days, and they're just an abundance of caution, as we like to say.
Thank you, Groats.
Groats, thanks for everything you do up there.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, man.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.